Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.
Tony Kemp, who made his debut with the Astros last year, another good game this afternoon to get things rolling. How good did you feel out there today, Tony?
Yeah, it feels good, especially, ready to get things going. I think that, no matter what happens in this spring training, we have a good team moving forward, and I think everyone's excited to get out there and start playing.
I think you kind of embody the good attitude, the kind of the life of the clubhouse type. I mean, is that just natural, or you just come to the ballpark having a good time because you love what you're doing?
Yeah, I think, part of it is coming to field, loving what you're doing, but also trying to be as positive you can, because sometimes, a lot of things are out of your control. So I think when you come to the clubhouse every day, if your name's in the lineup, if it's not in the lineup, you just have to make sure you're getting your job done and making sure that your routine is the same. And whenever you get that opportunity to step on the field, that you feel 100% ready.
Last thing with Tony Kemp. Tony, noticed today, kind of threw us off that you have a new number. Tell us the story behind the new number.
Yeah, so I think it was probably in November. I get a missed call from a Georgia number, and it was the same area code my brother lives in. And I
call. You don't take the call from your brother, right?
If it was my brother, I would know. And so I thought it was his work number, so I call him back. And I was like, yo, hello. And then he was like, hey, this is Brian McCann. I was like, oh, I was like, whoops. Like, I thought you were my brother. Like, we made like a little joke about it.
Yep.
And he asked how much number 16 meant to me. And I was like, I was called up in that number, but it didn't have any special value to me. And he, that's what he was with the Braves. And, his son really wanted him to be 16. I was like, man, you can have 16. He's like, would you let me have it? And he was like, I'll get you something for it or whatever. So he was pretty classy about it, and he ended up giving me a nice watch for it. So that was nice of him.
So are you going to try to find some numbers with some other guys that come through?
That's what I would do.
All right, man. Well, thanks for the story, man. It's awesome always to see you. Great job today, and have a great spring. Stay healthy.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.
Robert Ford joined by Astros catcher Max Stassi. You've seen time in the big leagues each of the last few years and back in big league camp this year. You're kind of an old vet of the whole big league camp and spring training now, aren't you?
I guess you could say that. I wouldn't go that far, but yeah, ever since 13. When I got traded over here, I've been in camp, and it's awesome to see how the organization, top to bottom, has evolved into what it is now. It's pretty amazing. It's kind of cool to be a part of, the first building block of that, and the future's extremely bright, in all aspects.
Now, going into spring training last year, you look like prime candidate to back up Jason Castro at the big league level to start the season, but then you wound up having the hand surgery set you back a little bit. That had to be pretty disappointing, not just that you didn't start the season in the big leagues, but also being hurt.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was. But you know what? I've overcame that, and I'm healthy now, and I'm excited for this year. Those things happen. It's part of the game, and you just got to keep going forward.
The hand injury like that, especially with as much as you use your hands as a catcher and also at the plate, obviously, how long did it take you to really feel like, all right, I'm comfortable, I'm back to at least close to 100%?
It took a couple months. I was down in Florida the whole time rehabbing. I was down here and extended. And then, I went off to Fresno. I think that was the 1st of May, somewhere around there. And it was feeling good then. As a catcher, you're never feeling good to begin with. So, there's always something that's bugging you, and you just got to, roll with the punches and try to perform each and every night.
Anything in particular you worked on this offseason, trying to work on in spring training or improve upon last year?
Yeah, my swing. I spent a lot of time in the cage, staying on plane. It's been feeling really good. I'm really excited to get out there and get some game reps.
When you talk about staying on plane and working on your swing, is it one of those things where before you felt like you weren't doing that as much as you needed to?
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. I've made some huge adjustments. I was in the zone, out of the zone quick.
Yeah.
So now I'm just kind of pre-setting it in a flatter position. Mm-hmm. And trying to stay on plane as long as possible so I can hit fastballs and off speed.
Was that something you worked on with some of the Astros hitting coaches or on your own in the offseason with someone else? Or how did you get to make these adjustments?
I made the adjustments with Jeff Albert, mm-hmm. our minor league hitting coordinator. We've had a good relationship ever since I've been traded over here. So I flew out here, actually, and worked with him and Colin Moran. the three of us, I mean, we were working for, I think it was four or five straight days, and then Colin would hit with them the whole off season since they live in the same city down here in Palm Beach, and went really well. You know, like I said, I'm excited and ready to show that swing off in the games.
You know, going into this year, you're out of options. So obviously, if the Astros want to start you in the minor leagues, you'd have to clear waivers, so they'd risk losing you, or else they'd have to put you on the big league roster to start the season to avoid that. I know it's one of those things you just want to try and play the games and not think about it. But is it still kind of in the back of your mind sometimes?
Not really right now. I just try to have as much fun as I can. You know, the more you try to predict where you're going or think this scenario, that scenario, it takes your focus away from what you're supposed to do. So I'm just excited to be here and work with some of the new guys that are in camp, some of the younger guys, help them out, and just have a good time. And all that stuff will take care of itself. And it's completely out of my control, so there's no use in putting my focus in that aspect.
Max Stassi, thanks for joining us. Good luck the rest of the camp.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Robert.
Astroline, the official off-season hot stove show for your Houston Astros.
We're live from Duffy's Sports Grill for the very first time down in West Palm Beach.
Listen in as Steve Sparks and Robert Ford host an hour-long show with your favorite Astros of today and yesterday.
And our special guest this evening is George Springer.
Jeff Bagwell, it's a lot of fun. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Sparky. It's great to be here.
Astroline, exclusively on the Houston Astros Radio Network.